It's a moment 16-year-old Kaylee Hildebrand has waited a year for. She rolls along the red carpet with a big smile.
It just makes my day. Excited, and going down the red carpet makes it even more excited.
Kaylee was born with spina bifida, a birth defect of the spinal cord and backbone. She's one of more than 100 kids invited to the Cinderella Ball, an annual event in the nation's capital for middle and high school students with disabilities or life-threatening illnesses. U.S. Marines form a sword arch as each student arrives at the fancy hotel near the White House. Helen McCormick, a former teacher, founded the Cinderella Ball 5 years ago.
The Cinderella Ball began because we thought of students that aren't always included in proms or school activities. And so when we decided that we would do something special to make a dream come true or a wish come true, we started looking at children whose lifelong dependency on their parent will be forever, and whose invitation to a prom or invitation to a dance isn't given to them because of a disability.
McCormick said the word got out, and pretty soon donations of dresses, shoes, tuxedos, and ties started coming in from across the country. On a weekend before the ball, students come to Cinderella Closet to select donated items with help from volunteers. Everyone is the center of attention. They primp in search of the perfect look. Robin Casey is the mother of 18-year-old Brittany Meyer.
Brittany was born with a rare disability. It's the first year and every year, and I cried. It was just like my emotions took over, because I've never imagined her dressed in a beautiful gown for a special night.
At the ball, students and their families enjoy the performance of Jordan Sparks, who won the contest on the American Idol TV show 4 years ago.
Everybody deserves a chance to be at a prom, at a ball. Everybody deserves a chance to dress up. Everyone deserves a chance to dance.
Kyle Maynard, a congenital amputee and author of the best-selling book No Excuses, is the speaker. Kaylee receives a No Excuses Award for her determination in overcoming obstacles. Randy Hildebrand, an Air Force officer, is Kaylee's father. He says Kaylee has had 29 surgeries so far.
This is a big deal for Kaylee and her family. But it's really nice that the kids can have a focus on them, even though they don't ask for it, but they enjoy it. And they deserve it because they work hard during the year to get through their tough times.
Spinning to the music, the boys and girls seem to forget the tough times. They say they enjoy their own version of the Cinderella story. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.